Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is April the 25th, 2022. Well, yesterday at church, Brother Moby Lovely spoke about the things which a Christian might miss out on as a believer. You know, there's people who say, well, I'm miss out on too much if I'm a Christian. And you know, there's a lot of bad things that you'll miss out on if you're a Christian. So think about those things that Brother Moby mentioned yesterday that you might miss out on as a Christian. You might miss out on cirrhosis of the liver because you give up alcohol. You might miss out on lung cancer because you give up smoking. Brother Moby also mentioned that a Christian might miss out on a broken family because the husband and wife both live as described in the scripture and love one another as the scripture says they should. Also, he mentioned how a Christian might miss out on having to make a decision about an unwanted pregnancy because they wait for sex until marriage. You know, there's many things that we could think about. But we want to remember what 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse 19 and 20 teaches us about being a Christian. It's about, it says, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So a Christian understands something different about their body that an unbeliever doesn't. A Christian understands that their body is not their own, that they've been rescued from sin, and that they are now to use their body to glorify God, and so they're no longer going to glorify the flesh. They're going to glorify God. And you'll notice that you're not your own. We can't just use our body as we choose. We must use them for the glory of God. So believers today, we can't use our bodies for our own agenda. We can't use our tongue to speak words which we shouldn't. You know, there's words out there that are known as profanity that they just shouldn't be found in the life of a believer, in the mouth of a believer. I know Paul leads us to understand the importance of what we speak. So Paul also reminds the Corinthians here when he says, what? Know you not? Paul understands the significance of being bought with a price. He understands the significance of glorifying God with our bodies. So this week, how are you planning to use your body for the glory of God? Or are you planning on using your body for your own agenda? This week, use your body for God's glory because you have been bought with a price. Heavenly Father, as we begin this week, we are thankful that you bought us from sin. I pray, Lord, that your people would see how they've been bought from sin and they would use their bodies to glorify your name. Thank you for the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Hope you have a great week this week. Till tomorrow, Brother Mark signing off.